talking about something that's very common, you might say, well, you don't have to look any special place for that. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Say if I slipped in the yard and fell down and fell this way, you'd say I fell.
Backwards.
Or that way.
Forwards.
Okay. Do you have any idea what you call those trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Canal.
You ever heard of furrows?
Furrows. I'm right here.
Okay. Or say if a farmer's going to have a good yield, he says that we raised a big
crop.
And if a man has a piece of land with a lot of bushes and trees growing on it, and he wants to put it to cultivation, you say he did what to it to get rid of the trees and bushes?
Cleared it.
Okay. Have you ever heard a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard of new ground?
New ground. Not very familiar with the terms.
Okay. Let's say when a farmer has just cut his wheat for the first time, mm-hmm. and it grows back up a second time. Have you ever heard that called anything? Mm-hmm. You ever heard of second cutting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, say if a crop comes up, something comes up that the farmer didn't plant, it just came up on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything?
Weed.
Well, yeah, right. But something like maybe if beans come up in his cornfield, you know, that he didn't plant.
Uh-uh.
Ever heard that called a volunteer crop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if you know anything about wheat or not, but let me just ask you this. After the wheat is cut, you'd say you tie it up into a what?
Bundle.
Okay. And do you know anything about being able to take those bundles and maybe pile them together, stack them together into something bigger? Okay.
Bales.
All right. Have you ever heard of the shock of wheat or shocking wheat?
Uh-uh. Right. You talk about when you take this, when you grind it up, grind it up.
Not exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just right after you cut it.
Mm-hmm.
A farmer might say something like this: well, we raise 40 of wheat to an acre.
Bales.
Bales or.
Bushes.
Yeah.
Bushes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say you did to oats to separate the grain from the chaff? The good part from the bad part. So you did what to it?
Picked.
Okay, picked, and then you did what?
Shake.
Okay. You ever heard of thrashed?
Thrashed. Oh, yeah.
Separate. Okay. All right, what about these expressions? If we have to do something together,
mm-hmm.
you say that and have to do this.
You and I.
All right. Not just one of us, but
two.
Or
not. Both.
Okay. Both what?
Both of us.
Okay. Or say if you and another boy are coming over to see me,
mm-hmm.
you'd say that and are coming over. If you didn't want to use your name, you'd just say
he and I.
All right. Or what about if you wanted to identify yourself without using your name? You knock on the door and somebody says, who's there? And you say, oh, open the door, it's just
me.
All right. Now what if it's another girl? You might identify her by saying, oh, that's just
her.
Yeah. And if it's a boy, it's just
him.
And if it's several people, it's just
them.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
me.
Okay, or I'm not as tall as
him.
All right, or he can do it better than
me.
Okay, say if somebody's running and after 2 miles just had to stop, that was it.